Hey, and welcome to the latest edition of the Counterfeit Disaster Podcast.
Podcast number three.
Number three
is happening.
That's right.
And it's me, Sean Paul.
We got something special for you today, kiddies. Unfortunately, Kurt's not here.
Yeah. He had to go to work.
Yeah. Shout out to Kurt.
You know, we're not going to do that. Everybody introduce themselves individually. I'm going to do it for you. Dave Daw is here. Dave Parker's here. Sean Paul's here. Kenny Camacho's here. And me, Dave Bodie.
How will they know which voice is which?
They know.
Oh, my God.
Well, they know my voice, and I'm in a rush.
There you go. Yeah, Sean Paul's got to go to the annual
My name is Kenny. I just want you all to know.
You've got a beautiful
Kenny.
Voice, bro.
Thank you, man. I really, you should hear me sing. I am one of the best singers around. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Great.
Feel
good.
You feel good?
I feel good.
You know why you feel good?
Why?
Ghostbusting.
Ghostbusting
makes you feel good. All right.
It does. It always makes you feel good.
Ooh,
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. says it. It's got to be true. All right. Anyway, Shawnee, start us off.
I'm not in that much of a rush.
So it's not that much of a rush. He's not in a
you
rush.
You want to rush it or you don't want to rush it?
I know, I know. My song's first, huh?
What is it?
Your song is first.
What is it? The 2-for-1 at Stella's tonight? What's going on?
No, I got to.
There's something
going
on.
I have to.
Everybody,
have to
Sean
help.
Paul has to leave. That's what's going on right now. He's gonna explain to us, but he's about to do something really bad.
Can you explain to our audience why you're leaving so quick?
I have to help pick up my wife's grandmother's car.
Oh, okay. And then Stella's 2-for-1.
Stella's is not open. I wish it was. I'd be there. Be doing a live podcast.
There you go.
Hey, it's me.
Nice.
So I got the first song, and it's a band called White Knuckle Rodeo, and it's probably, I guess, one of the maiden. No, there's only one maiden voyage, I guess, isn't there?
Nicely done.
Well, after the textbooks are written, but I'll call this the maiden voyage from my studio, Leaning Tree Studios. And these guys are all stand-up guys, and they came in and they recorded 4 songs, and this is one I have done. It's called Supersonic Head Fixer by White Knuckle Rodeo. Here it is. Just drop that needle down. Just drop it to the ground. There ain't no other way to fix my head today. I'm in the red. Yeah. I'm in the red. Yeah. Fix my head.
I had dinner with Chris Mills and your cousin for a birthday the other night.
Yeah, it was right
Chris
after
Chris Mills, the drummer.
That's right when he left the studio, actually.
Yep.
Pretty awesome, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean,
was that White Knuckle?
White Knuckle Rodeo.
Fuck yeah.
And I have the word today that they're going on tour because there's a local zine called Altercation.
Are they with the Altercation now?
I guess there's one band that was on the tour that had to drop off.
Which one? Dead Casket? Casket Draggers or
Casket Architects?
Casket Architects.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but no, it was a PBR Punk Blues Review.
Oh, really? They had to drop off.
They had to drop off due to an injury, so these guys are gonna go in their place.
Who got hurt?
I don't know. I have
no
idea.
It wasn't Blake. Yeah. I love
no,
Blake.
No, it wasn't him. Okay, good. But I read it this morning.
Blake, I love you.
I don't remember
Blake.
It.
Blake, I
Blake,
love you.
I say it in this soft voice, so you know it's true.
Blake, that guy that was in here and did
yes,
all the guitar
guy.
Stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
That
nice.
Dude can play.
Nice.
Well, good for White Knuckle Rodeo, yeah. though. That's yeah. awesome.
They're going in their place, and all those guys, Cookie, Chris Mills, Brian, and Zach, they came up, and they did an awesome job, and they banged it out real quick, but it's a rock band. It's a punk rock band,
sounded
and they
awesome,
sound good.
Dude.
And they're a good punk yeah. rock band.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
Did good so, job, man.
And,
really good.
And they really pack up you know, the venue like,
yeah.
every time I see them
nah.
play. You know,
they got
like,
the local
well.
Buzz.
Yeah, totally. Snappers rock thing.
Yeah, been good for them. And I guess moving along?
Well, we don't have to. I was just making
oh,
sure.
Oh, all right.
Because I wrote it down, and I want to stick
well,
to
I can talk
I
about
down.
White Knuckle all day.
Let's talk for a little longer.
I can talk about
I mean, how
were
they in the
what were they like? Yeah, yeah, totally. What
in the studio, it was like this. The lead singer and guitar player, Cookie, he's a rocker. You know what I mean? He's a great guy.
Pops
and
tattoos.
Cookie
yeah,
the rocker.
Pops tattoos. He's a great tattoo artist. And he came in the studio about 11 o'clock in the morning and opened up a beer. And I said, all right, this is going to be good, you know? And I said, you know, and he told me, I said, oh, cool, you're starting already? He goes, yeah, and I got out of the bar at 5:30 in the morning. I said, well then this is going to go really good. But he did an awesome job, and he took a nap between 7:30 and 8. Half
power
an hour.
That's
half
a nap.
An hour.
That's a nap.
Power nap.
Ate yeah. some Lay's potato chips.
Nice.
And
nice.
Did four vocal tracks in 1 hour.
A true party snack.
And they came out great. Yeah. And he's a good guy. He's awesome. A great guy. And he's funny. And we talked about a lot of disgusting things, inappropriate things.
Wow.
Excellent.
And that got him going. He was like, yeah, now I'm ready to go. And
nice.
I was like, do it. Nice. And that was my White Knuckle Rodeo experience.
Very nice. Cool, man. All right, so sweet. Now it's on Kenny.
Yeah. So this next band.
Kenny floats like gravity, never had a cavity.
Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. This next band, I actually had the pleasure of seeing at the Starland Ballroom,
Sayreville, New Jersey.
Yes. Yep. Shout out to New Jersey. It was Parker and Brian and I went out and we saw the Deftones and they rocked. They really did an awesome job. It was my first experience and I was truly, truly, truly impressed. So next song. It's called, it's entitled Cherry Waves. So,
off of which album?
Their new album. And I don't even know what the name is. I'm not going to be embarrassed to say it. But
Saturday Night Wrist.
There you go.
Yes.
And I own the fucking CD. Can you get
and I know.
Who reads
right,
the CD covers anymore?
I don't even know song names.
It's an MP3 world.
I don't
anymore.
Even know what the song's about, but it's fucking good. So.
Song one off the CD with the yellow top.
It's actually song four.
Okay, off the CD with the yellow top.
There you go. Enjoy it. Cherry Waves.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was Cherry Waves by the Deftones. What'd you guys think, man?
One of the better bands of the past two decades.
There you go.
Yeah, that song's pretty hot.
Never disappoint. No. I don't think. I saw them in 1998 on the Vans Warped Tour.
What were you, like five?
Yes.
Who brought you?
My mom shaved a mohawk in my head before I came.
Honey, I want you to be prepared.
It was cool because I was five and I went to JCPenney's and I bought.
this was right at the free balling stage, right?
I bought a Ramones shirt and a Sex Pistols shirt.
Nice.
Like two for $5 at JCPenney. And my mom shaved a mohawk and she said, "You can either have the Ramones or Sex Pistols." And I said, "You know, New York Ramones, let's go."
But I was actually
18.
That's wonderful.
Bought the same T-shirts, but
that's wonderful.
That's cool. No, but they were definitely awesome live, man. It was a cool show, and no matter where you sat in the venue, it was such an intimate, you know, place.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter where you were that night. It was a good seat, and they really, really, you know, they tore the house down.
Yeah, so. Starland Ballroom is an awesome venue.
Awesome. If you don't have the album, pick it up. Saturday Night Wrist.
Yeah.
And kick-ass album. Sweet. So who's next?
That would be me.
It's time for Bodie's Weird Pick of the Week.
And press the button.
There it goes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so this band right here is Friendly Bears out of the boroughs of New York City.
Nice.
They are an avant-prog band with contrapuntal emphasis. Off of their MySpace page.
Excuse me?
An avant-prog band with contrapuntal emphasis.
See, you learn can you something tell me what that every means? Day.
I can't right now.
Can you tell anybody?
I know what it means, but I can't think of it right now.
All right, well, so, you should think about it in between this break so we can let the audience know.
We all just graduated from the fourth grade of indie rock.
I'll tell you. That Bodie, I swear, the vocabulary Bodie has is amazing, people. You have to understand this.
So this band is a really great four-piece. It's Tim Burns on trumpet. He played for Candiria on a few albums and did live stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what was the album?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
You know what?
I don't own a single Candiria album, yet I played Ken's drum set on Starcast.
Oh, Kurt would probably know.
It's
Kurt's fault.
Damn it, Kurt. Rich Bennett on guitar. He's also of a band called Hotels, who I've mentioned before, an amazing band. Andrew Greenwald is one of the best drummers in New York City, hands down. And also Matt Filler on baritone guitar. It's a very interesting four-piece. Mainly instrumental music. Sometimes Tim does vocals. And here they are with Female Savior.
Insert acid now.
Fuck you.
We're leaving all that.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was a Friendly Bears with Female Savior.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very
interesting. Know. Hey.
It's amazing stuff. Well, it's that word you said.
It's a contrapuntal.
Friendly Bears.
Contrapuntal. Wow.
Friendly Bears.
I believe bears. The idea of contrapuntal, I could be completely wrong here and be called out, but I believe the whole idea is to create a constant tension between instruments, constantly shifting time signatures and dissonance and what so and so
they
forth.
Did that.
Hey, they did that. They did that. But
they did do that. That's cool.
And I like works. I like bears.
Everybody likes bears.
Yeah. Friendly
bears. Do you know what that term is, right?
Friendly bears?
Yeah.
No, today is like we're in school. I'm learning a lot today.
I actually didn't know this. Friendly bears is apparently a term that's used for the homosexual male who's really big and hairy, kind of like, you know, biker men is a friendly bear.
He's a friendly bear.
What a big friendly
apparently
bear.
Apparently, one of the musicians works
of the week. Yeah, exactly.
In an antique store for two homosexual males, and he was always like scared to be there, like, what's the name of your band? Oh, Friendly Bears. Like, you didn't want to, like, but yeah, that's a great story.
Friendly bears. Not to be confused with gummy bears, which is the global meaning for all gay everywhere. Bears.
Sean Paul is on fire.
The global
Sean
meaning.
Paul is on fire.
The global meaning.
Oh my God.
Gummy bears. I mean.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our gay moment of the week.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Bears, I don't know.
Friendly bears.
Yeah, we apparently friendly have bears. To have one every week, don't we?
Yeah, we anyway. Have, obviously, it's but working they, out. We,
I, way. I think I should have a 3-second delay on this so you can just cut all this stupid shit I say.
Well, that's why we do the individual mics.
We did, though. I love it.
All right, so here's an interesting one. Dave Dawes' pick.
Oh.
Has actually four of the members of Counterfeit Disaster have played in this next band.
Yep.
Wow. Yes.
And the person who started this riff isn't here.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby happy.
So I'm thinking it was a good time for me to pick this song. So, yeah, we were going to do a Divest song, and it's called Brand New Lie. And what was it? It was on your album, Ghost Town Reckoning. Yes.
Unreleased album.
Yes, which the we unreleased did it, album. Now, we all should know this story. We've heard it. It's the unreleased album on
Fear No Music Records,
right.
Recorded at Applehead Studios for Bel Air Productions.
Right, and then it didn't get out there
Fear No Music
know.
Had a...
We don't
had
even
a,
have to go there. We have to go there?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, all right,
why
not? Tell them about the fucking politics,
Fear No,
Bodie.
Fear No Music had trouble getting off the ground. They had three headstrong guys in the forefront, and ideas for running the business were a bit, you know, they kind of had a bit of conflict in it. But also on top of that, the bands that they had signed, Divest, and I can't even remember who else, but we don't need to name names anyway. Each band kind of had its own politic issues going on. I know Divest had many of, and 80% of them I was, if not to blame, at least a very, very strong hand in.
Yeah, I've heard it's all
asshole.
Your fault. Yeah.
Listen, people, that's
actually,
what it's about.
Wait,
being
wait,
honest.
This is,
that's what it's about, being
this
honest.
Is what's funny, is he just said, I heard it's all your fault. There's a hilarious story where Kurt and Morgan... I wish Kurt was here, goddammit. Kurt and Morgan got in a fight.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it maybe had to do with the multiple instances of fist fights.
Kurt and Morgan.
And one of them was over me eating a sandwich.
Kurt
I thought
and Morgan.
I was going to die.
But that, I think this is the same incident.
It was amazing.
I think this is the same instance at McCoy's house, correct?
Is that a similar?
Is that right?
Yeah, it was actually Sean. Dorothy's house. And
oh, it was Dorothy's house.
I guess I'd fallen on ice because nobody knows how to shovel in Jersey, apparently. And I slipped and I cracked. I split my forehead.
Being bad drivers.
And,
right.
And it was, I mean, blood everywhere.
And making manginas if you're McCoy.
Oh, God.
But so he had eaten. So here's the thing. He slips and he falls. He hit his head. Has a sandwich.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, I ordered a sandwich. It was like, it had all, like, three different kinds of meat on it. And, like, it was from the Grease Trucks by Rutgers. which all have names like Fat This and That and Fat So and So and Fat Whatever. And I mean, they put like, you know, like chicken and then mozzarella sticks and French fries and then like cover it in sauce or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Ghetto sandwich,
I mean, there's many different combinations. But so I ordered one of these that was just all meat. And Morgan was convinced that if I that because I had cut my whole forehead open, but I'm hungry. I'm just like, I just want a sandwich, guys. I'm fine. I bandaged up my forehead. I'm cool. But Morgan was really wasted and thought that if I ate all that meat, that I would bleed to death and I would die. And Kurt was like, dude, you're insane. Let him eat a sandwich. So the sandwich shows up. I start eating it. And then somehow it escalates and they end up getting in a fist fight over me eating a sandwich. So I just sat there and ate it and watched them beat the crap out of each other.
And apparently the side note to this, which is why I brought it up from Dave's comment, is after the fight, Kurt and Morgan are in separate rooms talking to separate members of Divest, and both of them blamed me. I wasn't even there, and both of them were like, fucking Bodie, man. It's just, I can't stand
it. It's gotta be your fault.
I ran a red light this morning, I blamed it on
and then I left, and they kicked McCoy out and got Sean Paul, and I was mad. I was mad that I never got to work with Sean Paul.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you were with now. Nate was drumming when
I played in Divest.
Yeah, I had a blast.
And Kenny guest starred on a song, too.
Yeah, totally.
What was that? Which one was that? Gatecrasher?
Gatecrasher.
Yeah, yep.
That was a cool song.
We made half an album here. We just never did anything with that either.
Yeah, true.
Take that and The Brand New Lie, and you guys can go start another band again. There you go.
So I think that was enough of an anecdote for
right.
now.
There you go. Think? So anyway, here we go. Divest with Brand New Lie.
I don't even remember the fucking story.
Dude, we need more like stories of like that begin with, oh, and this one time Morgan got drunk. Those are always awesome. All right, here's the song. Fuck it. Some other time.
That was Brand New Lie.
By Divest.
Off of Ghost Town Reckoning.
Right.
I played drums on this song.
I think I came to the studio while you guys were recording for a minute.
I think you did for a minute.
Oh, I did.
You and Mike stopped by.
I did vocals on that one song.
Except,
oh, yeah, you did.
Right,
yeah,
I did. Yep, okay, yep, all right, I was there for a minute. That was
such a bad lie becomes nothing at all.
Oh, so maybe you should have been the singer, dude.
Whoa.
That dude can sing.
Bodie, maybe you should have been the singer, bro.
You want to leave?
Come on, all right.
While you're in Puerto Rico, we're going to play some shows. I'm on it.
I see.
Oh, you were talking about Divest.
Right.
I can't handle Kenny's. I can't handle Kenny's level of commitment.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say? You were going to say something.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. I'm not going to sing shit.
It's time for Parker's track.
Oh, yeah? All right.
That I helped you pick out.
Yeah, because I don't know actually anything about this. I was completely unprepared because I thought we were going to do this tomorrow. And then, you know, we were like, oh, wait, let's do it today. And I'm like, oh, I don't have a song. So Paul was like, I got something. I'll play it. Cool.
So I actually helped pick Parker pick out this song.
Right.
And it's off a...
you're awesome. Shit.
Yeah, it's off a...
Can I get two songs?
He just wants more moments for himself.
No,
I want two songs.
I wanted to hear this song.
I want two songs.
I want two songs. Yeah, I'm down. I want to hear it too. I'm a fan of Bob Dylan. All right.
Why the fuck are you so special?
We should all get two songs if he gets two songs.
He was setting up everything.
It's always about him. Everything's all about him.
Always.
Johnny.
He's a superstar.
Wait.
All right. Yeah. So, Parker, your CD pick comes off.
Okay. Great. What is it?
It's off a CD compilation called Protect that was out on Fat Records, and it was a benefit for the National Association to Protect Children, which is a benefit for child abuse and things like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it has a lot of bands on it. Matt Skiba from the Alkaline Trio, No Effects, an unreleased live recording of Jawbreaker, and the very last track on it is Tom Gabel from Against Me performing a version of Bob Dylan's Wagon Wheel.
Parker, nice. You did that so well.
Nice. Dude, I hope you all enjoy my pick because I really spent a lot of time on this. I really put my heart and soul into it. And
I love the petulant posture.
He needed a little more time. It really 2 weeks was not enough.
So let me hear it for the first time.
Wait. So wait. Is this like the end of the podcast, guys?
No, we
got one more song, man.
Oh, man.
And you are gonna. Oh, we're gonna rock.
We got that surprise for the peeps out there.
That's it.
Surprise. Peeps is people for.
I hope you're ready.
Those who don't know.
Listen, I'm
as ready
as I'm gonna
fucking
be.
We gotta play.
You guys gotta do this shit. Surprise.
All right. Anyway,
so here it is. I'll feed it to him, Tom.
Tom
Gable from Against Me.
From Against Me.
Performing Bob Dylan's.
Performing Bob Dylan's
Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel.
Here
enjoy.
Heading down south, the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way in the North Carolina, staring up the road. Pray to God I see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England. I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. North Country winners keep forgetting me. Now I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Walking to the south, out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap, Johnson City, Tennessee. Oh, I gotta get a move on, fit for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
And that was Tom
Gable
from Against Me.
Performing Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel.
By Bob Dylan.
By Bob Dylan. Yeah, thank you. Baby. All right.
Wagon.
Wagon.
Wagon Wheel.
Sweet pickle. I hate that word. Wagon.
Oh, yeah, you do hate that word.
Goddamn.
Wagon.
Stupid word.
Wagon.
So I got a
wagon.
Word. Think about it.
Wagon.
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 Stupid word.
Actually, I just think. I don't think any word is stupid until I've heard it like 50,000 times.
I'm trying to kiss my
wagon. Quaint.
Wagon.
Or
wagon. Wagon.
What? Wagon. What word? That's what word?
Spleen?
Spleen?
Or quaint?
No, see.
After you hear spleen like 50,000 times, it doesn't, it's just like.
You know what else is another word like that? I was walking when I was about 15, 16 years old. I used to walk to a band. I was in practice with my practice amp and a guitar. And it got so repetitive. And one day I was thinking about the word mustache.
Mustache.
If you ever think about the word mustache for a while, like the walk was so long and so cold. By the time I got there, the first thing I said when I walked in, you know, we had a couple songs on the table or whatever. It was like, hey, they were kind of like, hey, and I was like, wait a minute. Am I saying this right? They like looked at me. I said, mustache. Like, yeah, that's right. I was like, no. I'm like, listen one more time. Mustache. Like, yeah, that's right. I was like, all right, I got it. I got it. Because right. My father has a great mustache.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
Yeah,
I didn't want to do him no wrong.
Wagon.
You're a good son.
Wagon. So, hey, guys, that tattooed on you one day.
Yes, wagon. It'll be hot.
So before we get into this live performance, what do we got coming up for the Counterfeit Disaster fans out there? Any news?
We have,
yeah. I mean, we're about to. We got a couple songs in the works. We're about to track one. I guess no.
Yeah. No,
nothing.
No, we're not gonna tell them.
You
anything.
Ain't getting shit.
No. You all want this podcast stuff?
Right.
So
yeah,
we
we're just
doing
all our time is occupied
songs.
With this.
We're actually right. We're actually gonna put together a fest, a 3-day fest. we're gonna do ourselves a favor and play.
Are we gonna be there?
Different covers. Of Son of a Preacher Man. We're going to do Son of a Preacher Man for 3 days straight in
nice.
Different styles of music. It's going to be about, you know, $75, $80
right,
a
yeah.
ticket.
Yeah.
You got to pay your own airfare. Right. So hurry up and get on that.
But it's starting in 2 minutes, and I won't be there for the first day because I have to pick up my wife's grandmother's car.
That's right.
There you go.
What the hell is this?
It's the first caller.
The hotline is open. Who is it?
Oh, it's my father. Dan, we're
we can't
to wait.
Put him
we're
on speakerphone.
We're doing this right now. Dang. Sorry. Yeah, that would have been fun, too. We could have did that.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
All right, so this song we're going to perform is actually the first Counterfeit song we ever officially wrote, right?
That's ever written.
That's true.
Yep.
It is.
That's true.
In Kenny's house.
We recorded this in my house.
Yep. You've all heard it before.
Yeah.
You all love it.
But it's kind of cool because it's the first song we performed on the podcast or whatever, and it's the first song we ever wrote, right?
That's true.
Do you want to say what it's about? Do you want to talk about what it's about?
Well, technically, Shawnee wrote this song. And tell him, Shawnee, a little bit about what the song's about.
I was talking about it when we were listening to... Tom Gable. It's about my wife was going to school in France.
Nice.
So she would go there 8 months out of the year for 2 years. So it was, you know, it was tough and everything and whatever. And I went over and I saw her And, you know, when she left originally, it was tough. And then I went over there for 3 weeks. And it was great. I got to see everything. And then on the way back, I had to kind of like backtrack. I went to Germany. And whatever happened, our flight was late. So I got to be in Germany for 8 hours.
Say the two words.
Nice.
And I got wasted. And while I was wasted, I was just thinking about how, you know, I guess it sucked. You know, it was really depressing. And well, I don't know. I'm going to harp on that. But I wrote a song out of it. And I came home and I was like, I got to write a song about connecting flights. And it was either going to be a nice song like it is, or I would just forget really about everything else and be like, fuck when you miss your flight.
There's nothing worse than
be like
that.
A German punk rock song, because I was just drinking the German beer. And I would pay $1.75 to go on the internet in the German airport.
Oh, like, did this one with like the slot things?
You it doesn't work.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's always messed up.
I got to like IM my mother and say hi for 5 minutes. Yeah. Not tell her I missed a flight, but how you doing? Great. Okay. Bye. Good night. Goodbye. Thank you.
Oh, man.
And here I am. I wrote a song. So we're going to play it, right, Ken?
We're going to do it, man. This all is right, man. The first for you out there. So enjoy the live performance. After he takes a sip out of his silver bullet.
And I guess this is the end of, are we saying goodbye?
Yeah, let's sign off. Yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, we're going to play this and be out.
Third installment of the Counterfeit Podcast. Look for a couple new tracks coming up. And this is Sean Paul saying bye.
Bye-bye.
And Bodhi, you say bye.
I want to say goodbye.
And Daw, say bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Parker, say bye.
Peace.
Kenny, say bye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
I send it right over the ocean, rattling footsteps that you should have stayed. Center, hearts, the Atlantic, states of the veins. It's better than ever. It's better that I do not complain. Endeavors that make us all this way. So I'll stay
fine. I thought it sounded good too. I was thinking.